Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Step it up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. This week, we sit down with Real Housewives of New Jersey star Dolores Catania, who revealed how she really feels about the girls judging her relationship with David, her thoughts on Melissa and Joe's relationship, and if she sees wedding bells in the future for Teresa Giudice.
It has been a season so far. Oh my God.
When we were filming it, I said, this is gold. This is really gold.
What made you kind of feel like that during this season? Like, was there like specific moments that you were like, oh, wow, this is, like you said, TV gold?
Well, the first episode really set the pace for the season, of course. And then just one thing after another, we all had our moments. Mm-hmm. We all had our personal issues. And I liked that it was just us, you know, it wasn't a European trip. And it wasn't, we were in Jersey. We were at the Jersey Shore. That was our cast trip. There wasn't a big event. So a lot of stuff happens at these big events. There was nothing like that to feed off of, but it was just us. And that's what I loved the most, because everybody really got to see our dynamics and what we're going through in our families and relationships and relatable stuff.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think everything, it has been super relatable. Do you think it almost brought you closer together as a cast because you didn't have any of these like outside distractions and you kind of could just focus on the friendships?
I do. And that's a really good point. I do believe that we focused on our friendships and we focused on our friends that watch us. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't call fans. I call them friends because that's who they are to us. And I can tell you that they really got closer to us because they were really in our family lives. Mm-hmm. You know? And a lot of them can relate, like Jennifer's family dynamics, like her mom and going through stuff with her mother and me in my relationship, and the Gorgas having their things, and Jackie and just Margaret and her book, and really talking about her life was just unbelievable. And then to see Teresa starting a new chapter in her life, which is so, I'm so happy for her, and it's such a great thing, and she deserves it, and she's been through so much. So it's I'm looking forward to next season.
Definitely. Me too. And I'm, well, I can't wait for the rest of the season to unfold because the past few episodes, the women have taken quite an interest in your relationship with David. I mean, were you so shocked that they were talking about you behind your back? And like, which one of the women surprised you the most?
I think that like as friends, I was really shocked to see that they talked about my business in mixed company. It wasn't just amongst themselves, and they all have the right, because we're so close, to have opinions about my life, but don't take it to a petty level. And that's where I got upset.
Yeah.
I forgive them, but I got upset.
Yeah. I mean, what was your reaction when Joe, or what was going through your mind when Joe Gorga said that you were a broken woman?
You know, Joe has his own language, and I know it's, I know Joe and I've known him since he's a little kid. Like, I'm talking little we were young, we were in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
And what was going through my mind was, it was just Joe talking. It's the way he speaks. I can handle him. Not everybody can handle that, but I can handle Joe. And on the heels of that though, but I'm not broken and I know that, but on the heels of that, then Melissa's like, well, I just want to let you in on something. We took a little poll while you weren't here. And then I went nuts. It was like, no. Now I got a problem.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, what was David's reaction when he watched back that episode?
David doesn't say much, you know, he doesn't get fazed by it. As you can see, not soon after that, Joe Gorga did meet him and he got to meet them and they got to meet him and they have a different opinion of him now. So stay tuned on what they have to say about him at the reunion.
Oh, good. So it seems like things have kind of shifted a little bit then.
Yeah, I think people needed to get to know him to understand more, which they did. And his first love is his job. And I respect that so much. I don't need to be the focus of him, because then when you're the focus of the person in the relationship, when they focus solely on you, it's hard for you to grow. And I've grown so much being in a relationship where I have the freedom that I have. And I think that people just really didn't understand that.
Yeah. I mean, Jackie said that you are, or she said that you were kind of rationalizing not getting a ring because you wanted it and now you don't. I mean, what was your reaction when she said that? And, you know, what shifted from the reunion last year to this year?
I think it was misunderstood. So the reunion last year was, I was mad more for David. Like, as a friend to David, I would have said, you need to like tie this girl down.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to get engaged because there's a different degree of accountability and a shift in the relationship where moving in with him meant I would expect to be home when he gets home, you know, and I would be giving up some of what I built. So I wasn't mad. I was more mad for him, but I wasn't mad per se about not getting the ring. It was more like, geez, David, what are you doing? You got this girl here and like, she's a great girl and she's everything you could ever want. You should get it while you can, because in that moment that I was like, oh wow, I'll do this. It's been 22 years since I've been married.
Yeah.
That's a long time. I got divorced when I was 28 years old. A lot of people get married more than once, more, you know, after the divorce of getting, you know, I never settled and I never just said, okay. But you know, it was on the heels also of being an empty nester.
Right.
And I wasn't, I almost became a codependent person, almost. Like, wow, my kids are gone. I need something here in my house. Can I be alone? Can I do this? And he did me the biggest favor because I realized that I can and I like it.
Yeah.
So now the dynamics have changed a little bit. Like, now I'm not so sure I would want it. I would have liked it. I would have moved in, but it just didn't happen that way, but I'm okay with it.
Right. Do you think the relationship would have been
the transition? That statement made me a little upset because life is not about always where you're going to sit and like transition. I didn't have to transition. The next day I woke up and I'm like, okay, now it's time to just take a different road.
Sure. I mean, do you think the relationship, if he proposed, you know, back then, the relationship and you moved in and all this stuff, do you think the relationship would have survived? Or do you think that this is what makes it work?
I think it would have survived, yes. But it still could survive without that.
Okay.
Just in a different way.
Sure. I mean, if he was to propose tomorrow, would you want that? Or do you, or are you fine with not having that in your life?
Like, I would ask for different things. Like, back then, I would have just been like, okay, let's do this. And then now I would say, listen, I would want more of your time.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of time to think and I've gotten used to the freedom that I have now without the kids, without responsibilities, without accountabilities. So I don't know. Maybe I'd get married and live separate. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, whatever.
I never think like that was an option.
Mm-hmm.
When I first got married to Frank, I didn't know that there was an option to live a life without being married. It was the way I was raised.
Sure.
You graduate, you become a wife and a mother. And that's really just the only mentality I knew. But now there's a different, I grow so much from freedom. You grow so much and you learn so much more about yourself. So I've learned a lot about myself and had a lot of time to think about things.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's so true. You can redefine what relationships mean for you and what works for you.
Yes.
And is that the most frustrating thing? Because these women, like you said, are so like, okay, marriage, kids, career, everything like that. And it's kind of all like wrapped up in this little bow, and they kind of can't wrap their minds around your definition of a relationship.
I'm actually a little bit shocked, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm a very traditional person, but I'm open to new things. Mm-hmm. And I've learned so much from it. Like, had I not gotten divorced, I wouldn't be where I am now and who I am now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've seen that things happen in life for a reason. And, you know, whatever reason it is that I'm in this position in my life, I mean, I'm living in this beautiful place. I have this great townhouse that I'm living mm-hmm. in now. My house isn't done. And I'm saying to myself, like, my whole life was, oh, I want my dream house. I'm going to build it. I'm going to put in a pool. I've waited 50 years to have a pool and mm-hmm. all these things. And my kids are grown and everything's going to me. But now I'm like, well, maybe I don't want that house anymore. Maybe I'll just give it to my kids.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I'm liking this, like, look at this. Like,
beautiful.
I live at the Alexa in Montvale.
Gorgeous.
I'm kind of like thinking I might want to stay here. I don't know what life brings. Like, you don't know how you're going to feel. What you wanted in your 20s, you don't want in your 30s. What you So being married, like being divorced for me, I thought was the end of my life. It was the beginning of my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, totally. What was your reaction when the psychic predicted that David wasn't your soulmate? Do you believe in that?
No. Mm-hmm. I do believe there are soulmates in this world. I believe you could walk in a room and see a person and say, I'm going to marry you and get married, and or feel like a connection with someone that you've walked in a room and fell in love at first sight. Mm-hmm. That to me, yeah, that's a soulmate. But that's not everywhere. And a relationship doesn't have to be that to work. Mm-hmm. You work on things, you grow together or you don't. Or you just enjoy each other's company. And there's a companionship. It doesn't have to be like this soulmate that everybody throws around. I mean, I can tell you a lot of people that date, they'll look at the person and go, you're my soulmate after like a month. Okay. That is, to me, words mean so much. Mm-hmm. There's a really strong meaning behind saying somebody's your soulmate. So not that you can't love someone anyway, you know, a relationship, like I said, I like having to work at something and I like growing and getting to know somebody and not just being like, oh, this is it. I'm in. I would have been married 25 times if I didn't.
Right. Totally. What do you think? Do you find it ever annoying that fans want you and Frank to get back together? He said on Watch What Happens Live that he actually enjoys it, but what is your reaction?
We both get a kick out of it. Mm-hmm. Him and I actually, he just called me and said, did you see all the comments underneath our picture? Like, everyone loves us and everybody wants us to be together. We are together. We really are. We never separated, even though the divorce, which I hope I could write about someday so that people can understand that you could still have a relationship with someone. Life is constantly changing, mm-hmm. no matter what happens. And if you come to my house on a holiday, you'll probably meet a few of my ex-boyfriends.
I love that so much. I mean, you guys have the best co-parenting relationship friendship that I think we've ever seen.
Thank you. And I want so many people to see that even if you weren't married and you broke up with someone, you know, resentment and hanging on to what you wanted that relationship to be is such an anchor. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't, life is not scripted. Tomorrow's not promised. Mm-hmm. You have to understand that it's constantly changing and you have to roll with it. You know, you don't have to sit there and go, I need to transition into the next. No. You get up, you pick up your pants, you put mm-hmm. your big girl pants on and you say, okay, well, let me just take a different turn now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. And we finally got to meet, you said, Teresa's boyfriend. We finally get to meet him on the show after all this time. I mean, what was it like for you meeting him? And what was your first impression of Louis?
Louis, wait till you meet Louis. Louis is an angel, like a piece of heaven. He is, even his voice. Like, Teresa called me last night after, you know, during the show, just to check on me, because that's what you do when you... When you're a friend, I've even called Leah from Real Housewives of New York at times. I'm like, you okay? It was a rough episode. Like when she first started and her and I had bonded over that. Okay. And, you know, we call each other and we're like, I know it was rough. It's okay. Are you all right? Are we good? You just watched it. Are we like good to each other? I know we've spoke since, but are we still good? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what we do anyway. I could speak for us. And Teresa called me last night. She's like, "You okay?" And she was with Louie. And I was like, "Oh yeah, no, I'm good." And then I heard Louie's voice in the background. I was like, "Huh."
I love that. Forth.
I'm like, I don't know what to say to him. He's so perfect. He's so cute.
That's amazing. I mean, do you think or hope marriage is in their future, or is that what she wants?
I see a marriage there, and mm-hmm. I see potential for so much and a life together, and mm-hmm. I see a lot of love between them. So I'm really hopeful and really optimistic about what's going on there.
Were you surprised that she was able to keep him a secret for so long? And did you have any inkling?
I knew she was very happy and she had a different glow about her. She even looked prettier to me. So, and there was some buzz and chatter about it, but I almost didn't want her to tell me because she wasn't comfortable enough to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand it, you know, it's hard to talk about your feelings. You can't even, for people like Teresa and I, it's hard to even articulate how you're feeling.
Right.
You feel vulnerable, you feel silly, you feel embarrassed. Like even when I cried, when the psychic talked about my dog, I was embarrassed. I just wanted the scene to end. Mm-hmm. I thought about, what is it going to look like? My family's never seen me cry. I was embarrassed. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a weird thing. I don't know how to explain it when you're not used to showing your vulnerable side, because sure. Life makes you have to like be hard sometimes with the things that are dealt to me and Teresa. So her being giddy and in love and just a soft side, and I love to see it. And it's okay. It's safe because I love this guy.
Mm-hmm. Has Frank spent time with him? Is he part of the guy group yet?
Him and Frankie are inseparable.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Frankie looks up to him. He's, you know, Frankie thinks he's the greatest guy in the world.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah, he did meet, he's met some of the castmates, yes. And he's just a great guy. He's charismatic. He's bright. He's successful. He's good looking. Mm-hmm. Like Teresa got which she deserved.
Yeah. And he's good with the girls too.
He's good with kids. Like even like I say, like with my Frankie. Yeah, he's good. Yeah,
that's good.
Gentle man.
That's great. Were you surprised that he was the one that kind of wanted to go down and meet Joe Giudice and, you know, kind of introduce himself, or is that just kind of his character?
That's what a man does. So mm-hmm. No, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, definitely. And then obviously, you know, Melissa and Joe have had their ups and downs this season. Has that been difficult for you to watch? And do you think that Joe can change his ways? And is that relationship, can it survive if he doesn't?
Yes. I don't see a lot. They're going through something where she's growing and he's afraid of losing the traditional marriage, which it's mm-hmm. not. Once he realizes that even letting her grow isn't going to change the love that they have for each other, he just has to, he's scared, you know. Joe has this in his mind what life is supposed to be like, and he's starting to realize, I got learned it at a young age.
Right.
Life is constantly changing. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. Don't be afraid of it. Embrace it.
Right. I think if I recall correctly, like, you know, when he was talking to you at the party about your relationship, it was almost kind of like he was projecting things that he probably wanted to say to Melissa. Do you still feel that way?
I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, what do you think that he was trying to say to Melissa in that moment?
He was trying to say like, well, he was saying to me, I don't think he did it on purpose. I don't think he was talking to Melissa subliminally on purpose. Mm-hmm. But he was talking about his thoughts. Like he was saying to me, you don't want that freedom. You want someone to be on top of you, and you want a man to pull you back, and you want this. And he was just trying to say, how could you want that? And then explained why he is the way he is with her, because he's like, he can't understand why somebody would want that. Mm-hmm. It's still a sign of love. It doesn't mean somebody loves you any less because they give you the freedom in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely.
The person's secure, like David Principe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, do you think that they're secure in their relationship now?
No, I think they're secure. I think that they're okay. They'll be fine. Yeah. But it was hard to see. Mm-hmm. But I always had a lot of faith that they would get through it.
Definitely. I know that you guys have filmed the reunion, and I know you can't tell me anything about it, but what were you most looking forward to kind of, you know, setting the record straight on? Was it the whole, you know, them talking about your relationship with David, or was there something else that you were like ready to like go in there with?
No, I wanted everyone to understand where I was coming from. Mm-hmm. Like everybody's like, well, you said you wanted this. I didn't say I wanted it. I said it was something that should happen if I'm going to take the next step. Right? So I could have taken either road. My life was at a crossroads. Like, here I am. But it was the best thing because, again, you have to really think. Don't ever make a decision in a vulnerable time. It was a very vulnerable time when my kids left. Yeah. They both left for college. She left for vet school and he left for college on the same day. I'm a single mother for 22 mm-hmm. years. My kids were my shadows. I never left them. I was always with them. Mm-hmm. I didn't take trips like they didn't go away to camps. Like we were always together. So I was vulnerable when they left. I felt like my sense of purpose was gone. Like I'm not taking care of them every day. And that was a really vulnerable time for me.
Yeah.
So I'm not so sure like wanting it was the thing. I just thought that like that was the next step. Like I wasn't thinking in my right head, like, okay, even if we were engaged, maybe I don't have to move in.
Sure. Yeah. No, definitely.
That's my way of thinking now. Like I've realized like it doesn't have to be that way.
Mm-hmm. What can you tease us about the reunion? I know, like I said, you can't say anything.
A lot of fighting right out of the box.
Oh, geez.
The reunion is definitely par for the course of this season.
Nice. So we'll leave it at that. All right. Well, Dolores, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you taking the time as always. And like I said, it's such a fantastic season. I can't wait to see the rest of it play out.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Around with the Housewives. But if you need your housewives fixed before then, head on over to usmagazine.com where we've got you covered.